ABC Radio Australia.
In Vanuatu, the government has announced a plan to allow 1,500 foreign workers into the country on free 12-month visas. It's hoped it will help plug a labour shortage brought about by local workers leaving for seasonal jobs in Australia and New Zealand. To find out more about the plan, we are joined today by Vanuatu's Minister of Finance and Economic Management, John Salong. Minister Salong, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So out of all Pacific countries, I understand, Vanuatu actually sends the most number of workers to Australia and New Zealand. Now the plan is to bring foreign workers back into Vanuatu. I mean, is this creating, trying to use a different solution to address the real problem here, which is the workers leaving the country?
Yes, all the members of the Chamber of Commerce and Industries have been raising their voices for some time, saying that people who are trained in Vanuatu to be supervisors are leaving their work to opt for work in New Zealand and Australia. And so we've had an ongoing difficulty for some time.
I mean, Minister Salong, why not limit the workers coming to Australia and have them work in Vanuatu instead then?
Everybody in Vanuatu knows the constitutional rights. We have the freedom of movement. We have the freedom to be able to make decisions for ourselves as to what is best. And the minimum wages in Vanuatu are quite low. And so also some people find it easier to go to Australia and save money and come back and improve their lives, not just Australia, but New Zealand as well. And there's been a big number of workers leaving, especially in the last couple of years when we haven't had too much activity from the COVID lockdowns. So they are not coming back to where they expected to be.
Let's go into details around this plan then, Minister Salong. Can you tell us how exactly will this work? Where will these 1,500 workers come from?
That's left to the Chamber of Commerce and Industries. Basically, what happened was because they have been raising concerns for some time and some of them have been saying that they are able to find workers from overseas. So basically, we sent out a note to the Chamber of Commerce and Industries, and they came back with a number. They said they were going to be bringing 1,167 members, workers, I mean. So now we've capped it at 1,500. And so it will be left to the individual private businesses to find their workers. We can see the kind of breakdown that they are demanding. They're saying that 50% of the workers will be technical, 27% will be supervisor level, and 23% will be managerial level. So it's not exactly replacing laborers. It's a higher level of skills, I would say.
I mean, shouldn't those jobs go to local Vanuatu people, particularly if there are people looking for jobs, going overseas to get jobs? Shouldn't these jobs go to local Ni Vanuatu people?
Yes. I mean, that's always been. We have a list where we make sure that certain jobs are protected for Ni Vanuatu. But in the past couple of years, basically, we have had difficulty in keeping people at their workplaces. They've opted to go to New Zealand and Australia, and they're not necessarily coming back and going back to their workplaces.
Do you think there should be some responsibility taken by these countries, by Australia and New Zealand, to make sure that they're not, you know, draining workers from Pacific countries like Vanuatu?
Like I said, well, we can set policy, but at the end of the day, every individual in Vanuatu knows their constitutional right, and that's where we're coming from.
Now, you mentioned that it's up to the employers themselves to decide, you know, who they'll bring in, which countries they'll come from. What do you hope, Minister Solong? Where do you hope these workers to come from? Where do you believe that they might be sourced from?
We'll be monitoring them very closely. It's up to the market, and they are determining where the market is for potential workers to come in for work in Vanuatu. And so we're not going to be giving any preference per se, because it's only 12 months, special category visas, and we will issue them when they are demanding that the workers come in. And we will then monitor what happens in 12 months. And that will inform us of how we can move forward from there.
Okay. So what will happen after this 12-month period? I understand it's the free visas, so there's no fee around the visa?
Yes. Usually there is a cost in terms of work permits and residency permits. So after 12 months, we will, of course, the employers themselves will see how it's worked out with their employees. We will also monitor in terms of where the workers are coming from, in terms of what kind of work is really given to them. They have to be fitting those particular areas, which is managerial, supervisorial, and technical. And then once we have learned those lessons, we will map a way forward of how things adjust permanently. Because we were just coming out of the lockdown period, and then, of course, we got hit by two cyclones.
I mean, what impact has that had on the economy there, Minister Solong? Why are you looking at this this plan at the end of the day? What impact is it having on Vanuatu?
You mean in terms of workers?
Yeah, the you said there have been concerns from businesses. What specifically are those concerns?
Well, the businesses are having to rebuild their assets and be prepared to be open for business again, because most of the businesses around Port Vila are around tourism. And, you know, cruise ships started coming back in November. The port was open in July last year, but we still haven't recovered. There's been 2 years of no work.
And is it particularly the tourism industry that you hope this plan will help?
No, it's across every sector. It's according to the demands of the members of the Chamber of Commerce and Industries.
And I understand that the citizenship scheme in Vanuatu has also been a big financial gain for the country as well. That's been under review. What impact is that having on the local economy? Is that also being a challenge, particularly for government revenue?
Yes, yes. We just had the article for mission from the IMF last month, and essentially their messages were, one, we had to fix Air Vanuatu, two, we had to fix our labor issues, three, we had to do with the fact that the government revenues was forecasted to go lower because of the citizenship program, and we had to look at how we're managing debt over the next few years. So those are all concerns for us.
Yes, a big lot of work ahead of you, Minister Solong. We're talking about this plan to get 1,500 foreign workers into Vanuatu on this free 12-month visa. When will this all begin, Minister Solong? You said it was now. Yes.
Basically, we are working with the Chamber of Commerce and Industries. So as they begin to identify their workers, we will begin to get them to come in. It's not like everybody's coming in at the same time, because it's not managed by the government. It's on the demand of the members of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry. So the interested members have already notified the chamber, and then we have to set up the parameters for the screening process when they come in, and also how we continue to monitor over time.
Okay, so still some months away.
It could be months away, yes, it could be weeks away.